أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صلي على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا، وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة بعدد من صلى وقام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعدد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن، وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم بارك لنا فيما نفعل واجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية، اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية، اللهم ارزقنا القبول، اللهم وفقنا، اللهم نور قبورنا وحياتنا ومماتنا ويوم نلقاك يا رب العالمين. يا الله يا واحد يا أحد، يا فرد يا صمد، يا واجد يا موجود، يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر، يا عزيز يا حكيم، يا عليم يا عزيز يا الله. Today, my brother in Islam and whoever sister exists who is us. Yesterday I was in one place and the topic was, what is Islam? Because today, and normal in life, when you have a problem, what you do? First you have to know who you are, where you are. Because how you find a solution when you do not know first and analyze where you are and who you are? Today, the majority of the ummah, we supposed to be called Muslim. But, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, what is Islam? Because how I can be a Muslim unless I know what is Islam? And Islam is not a word. We have to know what is Islam. A lot of people talk about Islam, but all of us today, as a ummah, we are really far away from Islam. Islam is coming from Salam. And what is Salam? It's peace. What is the name of Salam? It's Allah. Allah is Salam. And He called us Muslim. And He gave us Islam. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to live in peace. And die in peace. And resurrected with peace. And the ultimate, يدخلنا دار السلام وهي الجنة. He make us enter the paradise, which is another name for it, is دار السلام. The place of salam, peace. And when you enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, ادخلوها بسلام. Enter it with my peace. Now, what is salam? What is a peace? We cannot have peace unless you have peace between you and Allah. You have to live with peace, but how you do it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us, and He knows. We have the peaceful side, we have the evil side. We have the dirty side in the heart, and we have the good side the only good side in our heart when we connect to Allah, because He's the only good. The goodness is only belong to Him. By this way, the more you connected to the Creator, the Almighty Allah, the more you receive from the quality of Allah. And the more you receive the quality, the more you can live with others with this quality. And this is what Allah wants. And He sent us revelation. He sent us a book. To do what? It's like a man. To lead us to His way. How to live. Because today people think religion, Islam is religion. No. Islam is a deen. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. And deen in Arabic doesn't mean religion. Deen in Arabic is a way of life. Manhaj haya. The way you live. By this way, if I live according to the constitution and a book and a revelation and a teaching of the Almighty and according to the teaching of the Prophet, now I will gain the peace. He will give me the peace to able to deal with people with peace. And I can spread peace. But if my soul has no peace, if my soul is always have a fight between my temptation, my desire, my evilness, whereas others, this one generates a fraction and generate all the problem. When the nafs, the self become high and you want, do whatever you like, it doesn't work. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to look at us and us look at Allah. Look at me, not look with your eyes. Look at what He said. Listen to what He said. And living with it. This is Islam. Islam, to embrace Islam, you say two sentences. But this two sentences, it has a meaning. Let's try to break down the meaning and see if we're really living according to this meaning or not. And please focus. Shaitan, in a time of when you have halaqa like that, he will make you busy. You have to keep looking and hearing and focus. Very important. Because at this moment, you can receive and you can lose. A lot of Muslims believe today, if I do the five pillar of Islam, I am a Muslim. But actually, if you hear the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Bunya al-Islam ala khams," Islam is built over five. If I tell you this building is built over five pillar, but I show you five pillar, but I do not show you the building, can I tell you the building is exist? You see? Today when we do the ritual of the five pillars, we think we have Islam. No, no, no. The hadith is very clear. Bunya al-Islam ala khams. Islam is built over five. Now imagine if this five pillars, one of them is skinny, one of them is corrupted, one of them is small, one of them is missing. Can you build the building? Or the pillar has to be very strong and in balance completely. This five pillar of Islam has to be not belong to me only, belong to the Ummah. If the majority do not have the five pillar, you cannot have Islam. And this is what we're missing today. And the five pillar, you cannot have it unless you have the belief, the faith, the Iman. And otherwise, the pillar will get up so weak, so hush. You cannot build anything on it. And this is the condition of all of us today. Some of us implementing the five pillar. But each pillar of this five pillar in our life is so skinny, is so tiny, is almost not exist. It's almost like I want to build a huge building over 5 to spec. Can it be? Can you give me an engineer, tell me you can build a building like Empire State Building over 5 to spec? You would say this man is madman. He's crazy. Today we do not have even the 5 to spec. And we're looking for Islam. For example, the Salah. As-Salah, Imaduddin. Salah, the prayer, is the most strongest pillar of Islam. But what kind of Salah? My Salah, or your Salah, or the Imam Salah? Our Salah needs Salah. The Salah, the real Salah. And why Salah is so weak? Because the heart is so weak. Why the heart is so weak? Because the faith is so weak. Why the faith is so weak? Is many things. Number one, lack of knowledge. But even before lack of knowledge, I will tell you something honest to Allah. Lack of sincerity. The heart is diverted. Diverted so far. The lack of honesty. The lack of truthfulness. Because why you do not seek knowledge? Because you're not interesting. Why you're not interesting? Because you forget. Who are you? And who is your Lord? A lot of arrogance involved. A lot of arrogance involved. Today I was thinking about one of the companions. He embraced Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised him. And he invited him to come with him in the battlefield. And he have a few dates. And he start eating them. And he look at them. And he said, he promised me if I go with him and I fight in the path of Allah, I will gain paradise. If I wait until I eat them, this is a long life. And he throw them away. And he go. Why he did that? Because he believed without no doubt in the word of the Prophet. You see? But today, do we believe when we hear the hadith what the Prophet promised? Do we believe what Allah promised? No! We cannot say that. Because if Allah promised me, you do this, I give you Jannah. You do this, I give you Paradise. You do this, I give you Hurayn. You do this, I do that for you. And I'm running after something else completely. Meaning, my belief in the word of my Creator is not true. I do not believe. My belief is so weak to the point I'm running after my wife, my kids, my money, my job, whatever. By this way, the dollar, I believe in him more than anybody else. My job, what I like, what I hear, what I see, this my belief. Why? Because the original belief I should have is not there. I hardly remember it. And when I remember it, it's not strong. And believe me, I'm not telling you that, and I have it. I'm like you. Because the disease in the whole ummah. I'm a talker. May Allah forgive me. Because I should be a doer of what I'm saying. But I do not have it too. I'm just talking in case maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at me and try to give me some of what I'm saying. And this also we need to do it. If you talk about something all the time, it will come to you. But how much time we spend to really want and desire? Are you with me, inshallah?
Yeah.
Do you understand what we're talking about? Very important, please focus. Very important today to focus. Otherwise you lose. The whole life is a few minutes. And before you know it, you're gone. By this way, what's the meaning of Islam? the submission and surrender to the will of the Creator. This submission and surrender is submission with the heart, surrender with your body. By this way, what we're talking about it is status of the heart. Unless the status of the heart is built so strong, your body will not follow. Because your body is actually a slave of your heart. Whatever in your heart will reflect in you. Don't really blame your hand. Don't blame your eyes. Blame your heart. Look at what your hand doing. Look what your eyes doing. Look the way you're sitting. What you're doing. Very important, extremely important to really think and rationale about what we're saying and what we're doing. Because I'm a slave. I'm a slave to the one. This is Islam. Today, are we really a slave? By this way, today I believe all of us need to go back to our own self and really question ourselves. Is me a slave? A slave to whom? How I can be a slave to Allah when my mind and my desire and my thinking for everybody else? How? How I want all this quality and all this topic when my heart is completely out? It doesn't work. By this way, let's see what it means, the Shahada, or Shahadatin, because we have two Shahada. One, to bear witness, is Allah, is the only one worthy of worship. Now let's see this part, what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verse 19, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبَكْ. You have to know, is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and ask Allah to forgive you. Now, why in a time of the beginning of revelation, the whole message was only one topic? La ilaha illallah. And I tell you the truth, my brother in Islam, all of us, we do not have La ilaha illallah. We do not have it. We do not even close to touch it. And this was the problem. La ilaha illallah is so powerful. It changed you. It changed you completely. It changed your habit. Change your custom. Change your weakness. Your weakness become strength. Your poverty become rich. Your bad manner become good manner. Don't blame your manner. Allah create us with weakness. But the whole challenge in Islam. Look at Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Before Islam, very tough. Very tough. He buried his own daughters. And after Islam, very soft. What make a man like that? What change him? Today sometime you really like to see Islam? Look at the non-Muslim when they embrace Islam, the honest one. It changed them completely. It changed everything about them. Why? They discover who they are. They discover what the meaning of Allah. They discover what the meaning to deny yourself. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud, verse 14, He said, فَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ بِعِلْمِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Get to know, did not send, this revelation did not send except with the knowledge of Allah. And you have to bear witness. أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He's the only one. What it means, the only one, the only one, the only one, the only one. This we have to inculcate in our heart. Because if you look in our heart today, we do not have one. We have a dozen of people. We have everything and messed up or mixed up with little bit of Allah. But what Allah want, He want actually the heart to be empty from everything except Allah. How? Let's go check how. How to really realize by your heart without no doubt is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. Only one of what? Only one exists. Because everything you see is not exist. It can vanish. All this mountain you see, Allah said He will destroy it. You will die. Building will go away. Even the cloud, it walk. Nothing is stay in the same place. Anything is not stayed, instead is stable, is not exist. Because it change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us the earth and what it contain, Allah will destroy it. And the only thing will exist is Allah. And everything running in the earth we see by our eyes is the power of Allah. Nothing is absent from the knowledge of Allah. Nothing is hidden from the knowledge of Allah. Nothing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not able to see or know and comprehend. He's all the time present, able. Life, He will never die. He will never go to sleep. He will never be absent. He will never take a nap. He's a king. He's an owner. He's a hearer. He hears everything. He knows everything. He's visioning of everything. He's wise of everything. Nothing exists from the existence until it ends without Him. Everything go back and forth. But He is exist before any existence and He will be exist after all the ending. And we have to believe in all His quality and attribute and names. Without His light, nothing will be exist. Everything we see and we cannot see, we comprehend and we cannot comprehend, is all belong to Him. Nothing is nearer or farer from Him. And He's not belong to a space or a place or time. Place and space and time only belong to us. He doesn't need to move to reach something. And He is the way He is, without any explanation, because we cannot comprehend it, we cannot know it. But His knowledge surrender everything and surrounding everything. Nothing in the air, in the sea, in the ocean, in the mountain, in the caves, in the bottom of the ocean, He doesn't know it. And everything for Him is known. And all of us is veiled from the existence of Allah. We have veils, a lot of veils between us and Allah. Veils, hujub. Or curtain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He deserves the thanks. He deserves to us show gratitude and thanks and praise Him Because everything thing around us, it shows us who is the creator. And this is why, by the way, one of the main veil we have is we do not show gratitude and thanks to Allah. And one of the quality of the believer to always remember his bounty to us. And the bounty to every one of us is unlimited. Unlimited. Even if I have all the diseases. Because one of the ultimate, he allow you to recognize who he is. This is the ultimate gift. His word is infinity. It has no complete comprehending by us, because his word will be alive until the day of judgment. Always have a meaning, always have a wisdom. His kingdom, his dignity, his majesty, his power, everything in his hand, in his will, nothing in our will. And he's a judge, and he's just. He takes care about the affair of all his creation, the way he wants, not the way you want. And nobody can stop it, and nobody can change it. And all his slave and servant is according to his will and power. He do whatever he wants, and say to be, will be. Or to be, it will be, it is. No partner with him. And nobody can live without sins. And his sins to show his mercy and forgiveness and ability to us to repent. And his af above all. He forgiveness above everything. But nobody can tell him what to do. He decided what he wants. And you cannot check him out. He check us out, but we do not check him out. Nothing similar to him. And we cannot try to visioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot. Or we cannot try to comprehend him as some kind of a being or being. You cannot touch him the way you think or the way you comprehend other creation. No. He's the only one. He never have a child. He never had somebody give him birth. He is a creator. He never been created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he wants from us? What I say, we hear it a lot of time, all over. But how we really live with it? We hear about it, we read the name of Allah, we read it in the Surah Al-Fatiha, we read it in Ayatul Kursi, we read it in Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. But why is not coming in our heart? Why? Because the reality of Allah will not coming in your heart unless you struggle and you do mujahada to realize who he is. And this can go in many, many ways. either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his ultimate wisdom and mercy and generosity, he open your heart and let you realize it, or with his ultimate justice he leave you in darkness and do not show you except what he want. But why Allah give us guidance in different level according to our heart and our soul? Why Allah do not give us more? Because we not seek it. You see, we not seek it. We make a struggle in the wrong way. This Arabic people, the ignorant Arabic people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they did, when they received the message, they left everything. They left the worldly things and they struggled to gain the pleasure of Allah, to gain the closeness to Allah. But today we hear the topic, we hear the speech, and we go back exactly like we never heard anything. It doesn't work. Why? Meaning inside of me is a lie. May Allah forgive me, because it's truth. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala labels the mu'mineen is sadiqeen. The believer is truthfulness. They have truth. Why? Imagine if I tell you the Creator, this is quality. The Creator can give you. The Creator can change you. The Creator can do all this for you. And you're not willing to do anything. Meaning you are a liar. Because whatever bad quality you have, all you have to do, call Allah. Ask Him. Why you not ask Him enough? Because you're sick. Allah send us the medication. And He give us a prescription how to take it. Exactly. And it's up to us to take the medication. Whoever takes the medication the way it should be, he will be cured. And the way you do not take it the way it should be, he will be cured less. The way he ignores the medication, he will be sick. And the way the one who do not reach and do not seek it, he will be a sick blind. Why? We have to ask ourselves why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives those who have contentment, those who thank Allah, those who are humble and humility, those who believe in what Allah promised. Imagine today we sit down and we talk about who is Allah. Can I be sit down now and worry about tomorrow? Can I be sit down now and worry about my children? Can I be worrying now about even my own self? Is this have no adab with Allah? Because if I have manner with Allah and I respect Allah who He is, I should be content and happy. And the only thing I should be really worried about it, how to get closer to Him, how to show gratitude and thanks. By this way, the topic today is, we will think about Islam is a topic or a session we can do. No. The whole Islam is do. Is a status of the heart. Reflect in your body. Now, if you are honest and you have said, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah in abundance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And praise Him day and night. Why? Because Allah, He know our material. He know who He created. He's the one, He know us. And He know our weakness. But today, if I'm busy about this and I'm busy about that, sitting with the wrong environment, talking with the wrong topic, busy with the wrong people, who you blame? Who you blame? Yourself. Because you have complete freedom. You can sit in the front of TV, you can sit in the front of a game, you can read a good book, You can seek guidance. You can do dhikr. You can remember Allah. You can struggle to meet the right people. You can struggle to meet the right people who you sit with and remind you and give you strength. Or you sit with the lunatics. You have complete choice. Because somebody asked, why Allah put some people in hellfire? Because He gives you a complete choice. He gives you all His bounty. After His bounty, He doesn't deserve to be thanked. When somebody gives you a small, stupid gift for $10-$15, you keep thanking him, and you send him a postcard, and you call him, and you remind people, so-and-so is a nice person. And this for somebody give you a gift for $10-$15. And if the gift is $100, you remember him more. If the gift is $1,000, wow, you dream about the person. What about the gift of Allah make you a human being? What about the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you Islam? What about the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you guidance? We switch our hearts so quick. Our heart connecting with each other. This how much we are weak. Do you know really, if you really know Allah, you will become like almost on drugs. This is what happened to people. Because this dunya is nothing. You will find out yourself, you are nothing. Living in nothing. We are really sick. So sick. Because we allow our heart to have attachment. Now it's up to you to start cutting the attachment. How you cut the attachment? You see, this all what I'm talking about is action now. Now you heard who's Allah. Now you really want close to Allah. You want get closer to, you want build Islam. You want build La ilaha illallah. Think about it. Talk about it yourself. Nobody exists except Allah. Nothing can do or happen without the will of Allah. If I think about it all the time, I was talking about one brother yesterday, and he always give da'wah. I tell him, you really want gain wisdom? Be quiet. Because before you know it, you're not giving da'wah. You try to make believe you're giving da'wah. Is your nafs. Is your nafs. And you have the opposite, some people do not do da'wah. Is your nafs again. Okay, how I know I'm doing da'wah to Allah, or I'm trying to please myself? And I'm trying to make believe I'm doing something. Very simple. Before you give da'wah to anybody, be patient and call Allah. Talk. Talk to your own master. Oh Allah, if I talk to so and so, is this for you or for me? Is this for you, Allah, for your pleasure? Or because I want to talk? Questioning yourself. And said, oh Allah, if what I'm going to do is only for your pleasure, Allah, allow me to do it. And oh Allah, if what I'm planning to do is not for your pleasure, oh Allah, get it away from me. Do all this questioning between you and Allah. Build sincerity. Build setting intention. Build ikhlas and sidq between you and Allah. Do it with every topic. Now you are a slave and you have a master. But imagine if I'm running and all the time I'm talking, and in the meantime I'm not even comprehending what I'm saying. It's not even reflecting in my body, in my manner. Meaning I'm a liar. And shaitan, take me for a long ride. May Allah forgive me because I'm among those. Because it's very difficult today, wallahi it's very difficult, to do one action sincerely to Allah. You have to question. Question yourself. Remember who you are. How many times you remember who you are? How many times when you are alone, what you're thinking about it? When you are alone. When you are alone and nobody see you, what are you doing? What are you thinking about it? Are you a slave to Allah or a slave to your nafs? Or a slave to evil? You see? What you desire when you are alone? The slave, he always desires only one thing. How to please his master. The real slave, try to please him. How we please Allah? The minimum, remember Allah. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. Even if you are honest by week, Allah will guide you. But you have to be honest. The main thing in here is honest. I talked about it last week. This Ramadan, Allah showed me something I never seen before. This Ramadan, Allah allowed me to see something I never see it in my life before. Do you know what I see? Something so ugly. The majority of us today, as a Muslim, we make believe. We love to make believe. Meaning we're not only a liar. We are a liar and we try to make believe we're not a liar. It's like a show. The whole life become a show. Imagine if I am acting as a show, astaghfirullah al-azim. What more is in there? Why Allah will guide me? Why Allah will give me? You find people among us, they know exactly what's going on. They know what they're doing, and they know Quran and Sunnah, and they keep continuing what they're doing. And if you look at them really, with some basira from Allah, you see is make-believe. Even the smile make believe. The talk is make believe. The whole thing is a talk. The whole thing is show. Imagine if you become a show, an actors. What is an actor or actress? Is a liar. This is not what you see. She acting up. She make believe. And we watch the movie. And we cry and laugh and we are, involved in something is not true. And you want the truth coming in your heart? How? If you're leaving Allah, the only truth, and you're running after fake, you will be a fake. I see people who know good quality people and they're running after garbage people. Why? What the companion did? They running after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they know their success from this place. Look at the old people. When they see a pious man, when they see a woman with some knowledge, they run after him. They do everything just to come closer to him. And today, when we see a good person, we run away from him. And when they make all the effort to make excuses. You see, think. If you're really honest, any environment can make you gain iman, this will be the ultimate for you. And even if you have no any environment, you will sit in a place with less attachment in your heart and cry to Allah, Allah will open for you. You see, I believe in Allah. I really believe in Allah. I believe what Allah promised. By this way today, really, we should not blame nobody except ourselves. Somebody said, oh, but we need a leader. Leader of whom? Which group? Which ideology? The whole Islam is become like a bunch of show. Alaykum as-salam. By this way, the reality of Islam is not there. By this way, how you can build any environment when the reality of the basic Islam is not there? Somebody said, we need brotherhood. Again, where is the belief? Where is the heart who is connected to Allah, ready to give? Where? Wallahi, I'm scared. Wallahi, I'm scared. I'm scared of what I'm seeing. I see a blindness and increasing. It's not decreasing. The blindness increasing. And the sign of Allah increasing. The sign of Allah increasing so rapidly. And we blind our eyes from the sign of Allah. And we have session. You go to the masajid and everybody give you a topic.
all kind of topic, all kind of ideology, all kind, but nobody talk about Allah. Wallahi, I admit, I've been in many groups and many situations, everybody talking for hours and hours and hours, but no Allah. Like everybody standing, he knows a formula. Everybody coming with a golden formula, with the golden understanding. And nobody even asking, oh Allah, what's going on, Ya Allah? Imagine you are a slave, running like chicken without head, too far from Islam, and in the meantime, everybody coming with his own masterpiece of how he solves the problem. And in the meantime, he finds the whole thing is a bunch of show. Show? Sickness. The main topic, my brother, in Islam, very simple. We do not have Allah. We are too far from Allah. And all these messages, if you go to Quran, is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, come to me. The second part of shahadatin is وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And I bear witness is Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran, verse 81, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه. The main topic in here, to believe in the Prophet in the end of the verse, and to believe in him and to give him victory.
Which verse is that?
81, Al-Imran. And you find it in Quran, وَمَنْ يَطَعَ رَسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهُ. Whoever obeys the Prophet, he obey Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَيْعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَيْعُونَ اللَّهِ. Those who give you commitment and give you oath is only the making oath with Allah. Where is our oath? It's only in a tongue. And once you come into our life, is Pakistani, Indian, Afghani, Arabic, whatever, Bengali, you name it. But where is Islam? Once any affair happen in our life, we go back and said, my father did this, my mother did this, astaghfirullah al-azim. My people did this, I'm not going to change. Don't take me, you know what to do. This is the way it is. Do you know what I'm hearing? Tribalism. Jahiliyyah. Because if I'm a Muslim, I said, excuse me, what Allah said? What the Prophet said in this topic? And what about if you do not know? Very simple. If you own us and you're really a Muslim, which I met one person, he did it to me. Wallahi, one. Only one. Only one until now I met him, he did it. After 12 years. One person, he has a daughter. Somebody came and he wanted to marry his daughter. Do you know what he did? He called me. And he invited his wife, his daughter, everybody in the family. And he told me, Brother Ahmed, this is the man, he coming to marry my daughter. This is our situation. What do you advise according to Quran and Sunnah? How many people do that? Tell me. How many people do that? Yes, he's ignorant. He doesn't know. But what he did. And he bring all the family just to hear what my advice according to Quran and Sunnah. Not what Brother Ahmed said. This is a situation, what Quran and Sunnah say at this time. Wallahi, in all my life, only one person come to me and say, ask me this question. Do we know what we're doing? No. Or we go to a sheikh belong to us. By this way, he implementing exactly the custom we like. And every sheikh, because he will get some money, astaghfirullah al-azim, he will tell you, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Where is Islam? We think Islam is the only time of salah. No, 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 no. Salah, fasting, hajj, all this is a pillar to allow you to grow Islam. By this way, if my Islam is not growing, meaning my pillar is weak or is not working, meaning I have to go back, not to check the building, check my pillar. check the foundation. And this is what we're doing now. Because the foundation is corrupted. So corrupted. Because if my foundation is good, my salah will be good. If my salah will be good, it will reflect on my life. Very simple. But we do not want to do it. We want fancy speech, fancy topic, fancy everything, but we do not want to do it. It doesn't work. It has to go from in. And you start to check step by step. Do really I have Allah? Do really I believe Allah is the only one? Do I believe Allah is the Razzaq? Allah is the provider? Do I believe that? Imagine according to fiqh, if you do not believe in one of the words of Allah, you are a kafir. If you do not believe in one word, one of the name of Allah, one of the attribute of Allah, you are a kafir. Because now you deny one of Allah quality. Today the majority of Muslims do not believe in Allah. Do you know why? They do not believe in Allah as a Razzaq. America is Razzaq. The dollar is Razzaq. My house is Razzaq. My job is Razzaq. My paycheck is Razzaq. But not Allah is Razzaq. And this is why we involve in haram. And this is why we involve in things is completely wrong. Because we have no trust. Where is Islam? Then, where is the following of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is completely, it come and destroy anything before. Meaning, if I'm a Muslim and I commit the two shahadatain, meaning, I right away, I have to take my main teacher in my life. In my life is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at today in earth, and you won't see. If all these Afghani people really follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why is he keep fighting all these years? Tribalism. Because the tribes and the dignity to the tribes above anything. All you need, say La ilaha illallah and sit down, and it will be finished in 5 minutes. If you have La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, not mixed. But all of us today have Islam mixed with everything else. Unless, you see, and don't forget something, Allah will not accept it. Allah, He wants pure Islam. You can be a sinner, but you have Islam. What's the difference between a sinner have Islam and our condition? A Muslim, he's a slave and a servant of Allah. Once in a while, shaitan possess him and make him commit sins. Once in a while. And he make istighfar, make tawbah and go back to the status of being a Muslim. But imagine if I'm a Muslim by name, but living in a state of sins. And once in a while, I embrace Islam. You see, we opposite. Because Islam is a status of your heart, a status of your feeling, a status of everything. I'm a slave to Allah. Once in a while, I go astray. It can be a moment, an hour, a day, whatever, and run away back to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive me, I commit the sins. But not live and drowning in sins, and 5 minutes a day, I become a Muslim. It doesn't work. And this is why you will not see a change in such a person. If you see no changing in you, something wrong in your own Islam. Not in your own worship. No, no, Islam. Because once Islam is corrected, your worship is corrected, your recitation corrected, everything will be corrected. And if Islam is rotten, everything is rotten. And believe me, none of us ever developed Islam. We never learn Islam. We never sit in the environment to develop Islam. We never sit with people who have Islam. We talk about it. Islam is not a topic to talk about it. Islam to live it. And like I tell you, it's a minimum to cry to Allah and tell me, make me a Muslim. And at least minimum to live it inside of you. You can be a Muslim weak. You can be a Muslim sinner, but not a mushrik. Today, the majority of us is mushrik, wal'ayyazu billah, or kafir in different state. Because kufr is many style, like I said before. What about the kufr of ni'mah? Imagine you find a person, Allah give him a lot of gift, and he keep worrying. This kufr. He doesn't thank Allah. He doesn't trust in Allah. Allah give him all his life and still worrying. And what about tomorrow? What about this? What about that? What? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Where's Islam? Where's Islam? There's no Islam. There's no Islam at all. There's no trust in Allah at all. Not even a doubt. What if you worship Allah day and night? What will it do to you? And you have no trust in Allah? Your salah will reject. Everything will be rejected. Because the main concept of everything to believe in Allah. Imagine if you do all this and you do not believe in Allah. Astaghfirullah. You do not give to Allah what you like. Actually, Allah, He wants you. And after that, all this ritual actually to decorate your life, to support you, to actually go to Allah and ask Him for something. But you are a slave and going to Allah for a meeting to ask Him. And show gratitude and thanks to Allah. If you look, all the non-believers believe in the Creator. But why Allah calls them kafir? Why Allah calls them non-believer? Because they do not show gratitude and thanks to Allah. Imagine if me believe and see and understand and comprehend and still do not believe and show gratitude and thanks to Allah. What's the difference? Actually, the difference now is a big problem. Because now I'm in big trouble more than any one of them. Because now I'm in a higher level. Where do we go from here? For example, I said it yesterday. I start reading Quran, the Mecki Quran, which is two-thirds of the Quran is Mecki, meaning revealed in Mecca. It's always they talk about this topic.
Aqidah.
Aqidah, faith. But you have to read it with an open eyes. Not read it, I read the Quran. I read it 2 times, I read it 3 times, I read it 5 times. I do tajweed, I do everything. But where is the heart? Are you really reading to say I read it? Or are you reading to really get closer to Allah? To understand, oh Allah, what is the message? What is the message? Today I was reading Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-A'raf. Ya Allah, messages after messages. Believe me, is enough. Why Allah repeats them over and over again? Two-thirds of the Quran has no regulation. It's only to believe in Allah. Do you know what we need, my brother? We need day and night think about Allah, day and night to call Allah, day and night to make dhikr to Allah, make a night to make istighfar and tawbah to Allah, day and night to really need to go back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have a lot of bounty of this shahadatain. There's a lot of bounty of just embracing Islam. A lot of bounty to believe in Allah. A lot of bounty to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we think about the bounty, we have to realize where we are. We have to at least admit it. Because why you take the medication if you do not admit it? If you are too arrogant and said, no, it's not me, somebody else. Believe me, I'm talking to you and I'm thinking about myself. Because all of us, and especially me, I have to work out. I have to do mujahada to remember, who am I? Who is really running the show? Who controlling the earth? I remember a few years ago, I was in Mecca and in Haram, around the Kaaba. And look how shaitan worked, even around the Kaaba. He reminded me by some problem in here. He reminded me about many couple of problems. And I hated. I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Here am I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to be around His Kaaba. I'm in the most beautiful place on earth. And I'm in a meeting with Allah. I'm a visitor of the house of Allah. And shaitan make me worry about something else. I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Who am I to worry? Imagine I am in the house of the king, of the king, of the king, of the whole earth and what it contains, and worry about a slave. How? How I can do that? I was even shame between me and myself, even shaitan allowed me to think for a moment. I said, the one he allowed me to come here, the one who can take me to Jannah, he will not take care about me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And this, my brother, really, honest to Allah, this is our problem. But you see, all this will not benefit me and you unless you go back to yourself and ask, where am I? What is my problem? You see, you have to cut the attachment. You have to think, what I'm thinking most about. Is Allah really Akbar in my heart? Is Allahu Akbar in my heart? Is the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah above any love? When you love something, what you do? You think about it. You dream about it. You aim for it. You want to see it. You want to be with it. You want to talk to it. If you are sadiq, if you are truthfulness to yourself, think about it. If you claim you love Allah and you claim to love Rasulullah, what do you think about? What you aiming for? What you dreaming about? What you talking about? What you talking about with others? You see, today, believe me, none of us is stupid. None of us is dumb. No. Everyone, he know what he's doing. Everybody know what he's talking about. Everybody know he is whom who really spend time with. And who choose that? Me. Why? Because the soul be united according to the soul similar. The heart be connected to the heart is similar. Don't blame nobody. Don't blame nobody. And don't mix garbage with goodness. Today we want to mix everything. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Allah is ghayur. Allah is so jealous. He doesn't like anybody to love somebody more than him. What about my wife? What about my kids? Is the love of mercy, love of compassion, love of this life. But the main love in my heart, to Allah. But this is why you see today, when somebody gets sick, when he loses a job, when he loses money, when he loses something, when this is happening, what I'm going to do? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And you keep begging everybody. Is the one who took care about you all his life, he will not take care about you one extra day? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You see? But this is a poverty in the heart. Why is a poverty in the heart? Because no iman, no faith. By this way, if you ask me, what's the whole ummah need today? Building faith. That's it. Not making salah, building faith. What the salah will do to me when my heart is full garbage? Number one, build faith. And when I build faith, I can go to salah. And salah will now, I will have Allah in my heart. And now, I can ask Allah. Now I can seek support from Allah. Now Allah will unite us. Now Allah will make us love each other. We forget all the things today we talk about it and we want it. We forget this gift from Allah. Unity from Allah. Loving each other from Allah. Mashi from Allah. Sharia from Allah. Tamkeen from Allah. Victory from Allah. Elevation from Allah. Everything from Allah. But we're running and we think we can do it otherwise. But we have no Allah. The main intention, even not for Allah. That's it. This is the topic. Where is Islam? Where is the reality of Islam? Inside of me. Don't point finger to nobody today. You want really be a winner? Point finger only to yourself. And said, I'm the criminal. I'm the one. Because if each Muslim today pointing finger to himself, if each Muslim today really take a shower and make ghusl and embrace Islam for Allah, if every Muslim started getting closer to Allah, this will not be the condition. Allah will change condition. Because Allah promised. Allah promised. لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah will not change the condition of any nation or any group unless they change what? Inside. Imagine today, if we're really a group of Muslims, really Muslim to Allah, do you know what we'll do? Very simple, we will elect a leader according to Rasulullah and the Sunnah. But why today we have fight among each other? Because each one wants to be a leader. The companion, everybody running away from being a leader. Fighting with each other not to be a leader. And today we're fighting with each other, we want to be a leader. And when we elect a leader, the first one will get beat up is a leader. No. If I command you to do something, no, astaghfirullah al-azim, no, you're wrong. But you elect me. You elect me now, and after 5 minutes, you're going to lane. Do you know what we're doing? Astaghfirullah al-azim. Exactly like what we're doing with Allah. We believe in Allah, but I have to do what I have to do. Astaghfirullah al-azim. We're worshipping our nafs, and we think we do good. The whole thing is the nafs is too high. Too high. Too high. Straight nafs. My dear brother in Islam, if you ask me today what's the problem, we have no Islam. And we have to go back and investigate what Islam. Believe me, what I tell you is not really a topic. It can be introduction. Just a tiny introduction. Because if you go back, like I tell you before, and study the name of Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you will see how far we are from Allah. Just by studying the name of Allah. And after that, all you have to do, be honest to yourself, how many times I remember Allah? How many times I change or I return any topic I'm thinking about it to Allah? That's it, my brother. That's it. If all of us talk about Allah, if all of us want Allah, Allah will change, Allah will do, Allah will, everything. Allah will give us victory. Allah will give us basira, vision. Allah will give us light. Imagine we are without light. Imagine without basira, vision, without hikmah, wisdom, without guidance. If I am being without all this, how I can do anything right? And who's the owner of all this is only one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, really, lift His anger from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift His anger from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us basira, vision. May Allah give us guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see the rights and follow it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us see the wrong and get away from it. Because all this is tawfiq from Allah. Only from Allah. But now we have to ask ourselves, why Allah give me some or do not give me some? According to what I want in my heart. What I want, Allah will give me. What is my intention, Allah will give me. And don't blame nobody except yourself. Don't even blame shaitan. Because Allah promised, shaitan has no power over his own servant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put light in what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put vision in what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be among those who do of what they're saying. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and protect me from being a liar and hypocrite and murai, say things he doesn't do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us and all the ummah. And make us return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And give us tawfiq to really become a pure Muslim to Allah. Because the moment we become a pure Muslim to Allah, a pure mu'min to Allah, Allah promised He will give us a victory. And our support and tamkeen and everything we want. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاه تفتح بها علينا ابواب رحمتك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا. اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا. اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا. اللهم عاملنا بما انت اهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن اهله، فانت اهل الجود والكرم والاحسان، يا عفو يا كريم يا حليم يا غفور يا غفار يا رحيم يا رحمن يا تواب يا هادي يا نور يا حكيم يا بصير يا خبير يا لطيف يا الله يا رؤوف يا حليم يا ودود يا أكرم الأكرمين. تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، تفضل علينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم، حيها وميتها يا رب العالمين برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.